Okay. So we're Shir Hashirim, Perek Dalet, Posuk Zayin. Kuloch Yofora Yosi. My beloved, you're completely beautiful, yeah? Umu Meimboch. And you have no blemish. Right? You have no mu. Kodesh Baruch Hu. I guess that's the Chosen talking to the Kala, obviously. And it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking to Klal Yisrael. I can't see Hayim. Come on.
I don't think there are any Rashi in Zayin.
There's no Rashi at all?
No, yeah, there is.
Kulach Yofa. But this is on the previous.
There's a mistake in the marking of mine.
It's mine too. Salik Balechem, Ephes Mishkan Zev, Ephchali Bahar Maria. Visham. This is really where the next pasuk should start. When we get, in other words, we're going to get to the Beis Hamikdash. Visham, kulach yofo umum einboch, ve'erze shom kol korban asayich. I will accept over there. That means I desire all of your korbanos. So, in other words, that's what it's referring to. That in the Beis Hamikdash. So this is not referring to the Golos, necessarily. They have no riot to say that this is even in the Golos, where Klal Yisrael has sinned, where it's Kulach Yofa Rayosi Mumein Boch, which would be a little bit strange, because in the Golos we have Mumin. That's why we're in Golos in the first place. So L'chayru, what it means is that before the Golos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, that when we get to the Beis HaMikdosh and we establish this Mokom HaShores HaShechino, and I guess the ensuing elevation that happens to Klal Yisrael because of the fact that they're in this mokum of the Hashoras Hashchino. So there HaKadosh Baruch says, Kuloch Yofar Yosim Mum Ein Boch, says that I accept call Korban Osayich. Now that's very interesting. Now, what does that mean? Let's think about it for a moment. Is that a prerequisite to accepting Kol Korban Osayich? In other words, if you have a mum, then that passels your korban. In other words, a korban has to be. What is a korban? What's the lashon korban? You know, lashon korban. I think Visham Shuruf earlier says, maybe other people too. But it's definitely a lashon of kurva. It's a form of hiskarvus Lashem. It sort of breaks the barrier. Let's say a person brings a chatos, so says, I really should be burnt. You know, I'm a sinner. So this is a kapora, so it's like this, it removes the barrier that exists between me and Hashem, or even a korban toido that he did for me, and I didn't fully express or appreciate the benefit that he gave me. So I bring this korban, and that enhances my hiskarvus to Hashem, removes any barrier, and enhances further his karvus and so forth. That's what it is. So the pshat is like that. I guess that since that's the tachlis of a korban, if there's a mum,
any chatos, there's a mum.
What?
Any chatos, there's obviously inherently a mum.
Chatos means there's a mum. So the pshat is like this. The chatos removes the mum. That's what he's saying. The erze shom korol korban osayich. Because when you come to bring a korban, when you come to be miskarv to Hashem. So, as far as I'm concerned, kuloch yofar yosi umumein boch. In other words, a person could do, that's very good. A person can do an avera, but when he comes to do tshuva, when he comes to be mechaber, when he comes to remove it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to this sinner who's bringing a korban chatos, kol korban osayich includes korban chatos, when he comes, this sinner comes to bring his korban chatos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at him as kuloch yofar yosi umumein boch. And there's no mum. Vishom, ve'erze shom kor korban osayich. So the pshat is like this. It sounds like it's not after the korban, because this is I will accept and I will desire all your korbanos. So that means a person who comes to be miskarif to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks in and says, I look at him as kulach yofa. He wants to get rid of the chet. He's kulach yofa mumein bo. Imagine if we could look at a person like that. What does he do? He didn't do anything. He didn't get rid of it yet, but he wants to. He's coming. He's coming to be miskarav. Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts him with open arms. Very, very important lesson in life, too. Somebody did you an avla. You know, okay. So you're upset that he did so. He's coming to make amends. that coming to make amends has to be accepted with kulach yofrayos yibumein boch, just for the coming. That's what it seems. No?
I mean, I don't know how you know that it's like viewed that way. Maybe it is that way.
What does that mean? Yehuda pointed out very well. I'm bringing a korban chatas because I was machal Shabbos b'shoygig. I should have known it was Shabbos. I should have known the malocha. I didn't learn enough halochas. It was machal Shabbos. I'm a bad boy. So now all of a sudden, kulach yofra yosi mumein boch. That's just because I'm coming to be machaper. In other words, it seems that the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his willingness, should I have enough there? His willingness, yeah, his willingness to accept us is totally in this desire to be miskarev. Not the actual kapora itself, but just the desire. And then, Mamela, I'm accepting everything because of, that's what it seems. And let's see if there's any more in Rashi. No, another posuk. That's what it seems. How does that make sense? Well, that's what it says. It says, kulach yofa yosi
mumein boch. I mean, usually when we say like that's the way we view it, that's usually like us in regards to Hashem. Hashem saying mumein boch, it should be that there's ain't no mum.
No, as far as he's concerned, the mum is the
okay, the, you can't just say that like he views it as if it has to be the mum's already. I mean, I don't know, Hashem.
As far as I'm concerned, you. In other words, it's machshava teva kodesh baruch hu
mitzayf el ha'mais. Okay. But it has to be that actually the moment. It can't just be that Hashem views it as if the moon is gone. It has to be the moon's not there. Hashem saying the moon's not there.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't officially get the
kapora. Okay, but it has to be that.
You didn't bring the. It sounds okay, like.
But still,
it's no. So I would take it a step further if you insist. I would say that the korban that you bring at bechlal ma'isim are just the actualization of the machshava. In other words, the machshava teva kodesh baruch hu mitzayf el ha'mais. I have this machshava. I'm right now on my way to Yerushalayim with my korban chatos. I was machal Shabbos b'shoygig. I have to bring a korban chatos, and I'm coming to Yerushalayim to be miskarev l'Hashem. Hakodesh Baruch Hu looks at you. It's already a done deal. You have to do it because otherwise, if you're not going to do it, so then I imagine that the machshava. The machshov is mitzar for the ma'isa because it's like the Yerushalmi that says Reb Shimon Bar Yochai had to do mitzvahs because the Torah had to be al menas la'asos. In other words, if the machshov is to remove it, and if I don't remove it, so that's a gam in the machshov. But it's really the machshava, the fact I am now on my way to Yerushalayim with this behema in order to bring a korban chatos to remove the chet of chilul Shabbos b'shoygeg, then I am in be'emes in the eyes of Hashem, which is, as you point out, the ultimate reality. Kulach yofa rayosi umumein boch. At this point already, you're completely beautiful. You don't have any mum, and I'm going to accept your korban if I care. Maybe that goofa, maybe take it a step further.
That's why it's accepted.
What? Yeah, maybe the pshat is like this. That why does he accept my korban? That's this, because a person who comes to bring a korban is a pure person. Otherwise, why is he bringing the korban? It's a technicality. He becomes pure because he wants to do. Hashem gave the concept of a korban, and the korban is what's going to bring him closer. And since he's coming to become closer, habol entire messiah loy, korav Hashem lechol koyrov. No, that's a little different. But maybe that's the pshat. One? Who? Derech Shotzim Rotz Lelech. Maybe that's the pshat. That when a person is coming to Yerushalayim, he's coming to the Beis HaMikdosh, he's coming to bring a korban chatos for the Aveira that he did b'shoygeg, he's already in the geder of Kulach Yofar Ayus Yimunayim Boch. Okay, let's see if we can do one more pasuk. That seems to be. Now, I guess you're coming with me, Kala, from Levonon. Iti mi Levonon tavoi. Come with me from Levonon. Toshuri meroi shamono. I don't know. Another place. I don't know what roi shamono is. You can look from the roi shamono. Meroi snir v'cheremoin. From the peaks of the sneer of Chevroin, the Chermoin, Mimoinas Arroyois, from the lion's dens, Meharein Nereimim, from the mountains of the Nomer, of the leopards. What is that all about? Itimavon kalo kishetiglu milavonoin ze. I guess levonon is he says is the Beis Hamikdash. When you're going to be sent into Golus from the Beis Hamikdash, iti tiglu. You'll be together. You'll be exiled together with me. In other words, the Shechina goes to Golus with us. Ki ani egle imochem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that when you go from Levonoin, you're going for me. In other words, my love to you is such that even when I have to send you out as a punishment for your chatoim, I'm going with you. Wow. I'm going with you. I'm going with you. I never thought of that. Shechinta begalusa. So the pshat is, but the whole idea is that here we were together with Hashem. We were in the Beis Hamikdash. It says, and it's the goal is for the Beis Hamikdash. It's the goal is from that matzav of being korev l'Hashem, the mokom asher es hashchina. He was living amongst us. We were in the greatest kurva. Now comes, I have to destroy the Beis Hamikdash and send you into Golus because of your chatoim. Mipnei chatoeinu golinu me'artzeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm coming with you.
In what manifestation, like what way, the
Shechina is here, the presence of Hashem is together with us. It's manifest itself.
What's the definition of Shechina?
I don't know, the presence of Hashem. I guess it is a certain sense of, Hashem is all over. But the Peshat is that the Shechina is the Peshat, we can sense it, we can feel it. Maybe Ashkocha Protis, maybe we sense his I guess it's Ashkocha Protis. He's Mashkiach Menachaloino, he's makes it Menacharak. What?
Is Ashkocha Protis who?
No, it means that Hashem is, I'm with you, I'm going to take care of you. Here, for example, the Gemara says, we say in Shemone Esrei every day, Hagibor v'hanoiro. What's Gibor and Noiro?
Didn't it say that Hashem's with us when we're in Golus?
I'm going into Golus with you.
Into
no, but it also says Shechinta begalus. It says the Shechinta is in Golus.
So it's not just that Hashem's with us when we're in Golus. There's some.
He went with us into Golus.
Some way. No, not just went with us when we're in Golus. The way that the Shechinta itself is in Golus.
If he came with us.
If he came with us,
then the Shechinta is in Golus.
No, it's not the Shechinta is in Golus. It's just Hashem's with us even when we're in Golus.
Which means the Shechinah is in
Golus. No, it doesn't mean that.
So what does it mean?
If the Shechinah is in Golus, and in some way the Shechinah has to have something, the Shechinah is in Golus.
That's right, because he's with us. We're in Golus and he's with us.
No, it's like, it's not, no, the thing itself is not in Golus. The Shechinah is not in Golus.
Hashem
is with us when we're in Golus. The Shechinah is not in Golus.
What is the Shechinah?
I don't know.
So I do know. You hear? I do know. I would say like this. 1 second. No. I don't know. That's in this. I guess it's another measure that we can feel. You're right. That's a good point. But wait a second. Wait. I tell you what. I think the pshat is like this. If we were bikur v'Hashem, and the time has come where we're no longer worthy of that, and he had to send us out of the Beis Hamikdash and destroy the Beis Hamikdash. He took his anger out on Eitzim Ba'amonim. And he had the Mokum Hashores Hashchina. I'm no longer in your midst. I send you to Golus. So then the Pshat said, he should stay, go sit on his Kisei Yaakov. I don't know what he should do, you know. And the punishment, Gufa, is you don't deserve to be close to me. But you know something? I sent you out. I have to send you away. Oh, but I got to go with you because we're inseparable. My love. What? What?
Doesn't mean he's in Golus.
Of course it means if I go with you to Golus, I'm there in Golus.
That's a cheap way of saying something that doesn't make sense.
This is not the time for this. We do this at 12 o'clock. Okay?
You don't hear what I'm saying?
No, I don't. Not at all, as usual. I don't hear what you're saying. I don't know what you want.
Because you're not saying in any way that the Shechina is in Golus. You're just saying that Hashem is with us even though we're in Golus.
There's a Golus Bovel. He sent us into Bovel. That means the Shechina came with us.
There's nothing you're saying that explains that the Shechina was in Golus.
You mean the Shechina is like a thing?
If it says, Rashi says, I will be Goyla with you. That seems to be the Shekhinah is in Golus.
It's not in Golus.
What?
That should never be said.
Yeah. Let's go one more piece. We can't finish this pasuk today. We don't have time. Listen. One. All right. Okay, we'll stop here. I don't know. I really don't know what you say. It seems very. First of all, Chazal say the Shekhinah is in Golus.
I know that's not what I'm saying. I'm pointing out that the way you're describing it, that doesn't mean that the Shekhinah is in Golus. That's my point.
If I go with you to Golus, then I'm in Golus with you.
That's a
cheap
way of saying something that doesn't make sense.
Cheap? I don't know what cheap means. I have nothing cheap. You save money, so use it for something else. Give it to Tzedakah. What do you want?
I'm saying that you're saying if you go with you, you're in Golus. It doesn't mean anything. Hashem doesn't shkak about this with us. It doesn't mean in any way that Shkin is a gullus. There's no gullus about that.
I'm going with you. It says I'm going with you to gullus.
There's not any definition at all in the actual world or in any other.
Well, so that's really his question. Is what does it mean? The Shekhinah bechlal is here, is there? Hashem is everywhere, and Hashem is meloy cholaretz kevoydim, and Hashem is mekoymei shaloylam. Who mekoymei shaloylam vein oylam mekoymei? That's what Rashi says in last week's parsha. So what are you talking about there? Obviously, there's some level of also the mikdash v'shochanti b'seichem. There's an extra measure of hiskaravus that we can feel. When we go into the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem says that even though I have to send you away and I have to, you know, end this tkufa because of your sins, I'm coming with you. I'm not going to let you go. There's a beautiful piece, a goy wrote it, Rabbi Ordman used to read it at the seminars, about how the Jews are being exiled from one of the European countries, and this guy is bemoaning, what are we going to do with all that, it's a goy, with our mathematicians and our scientists and our businessmen and others, like bemoaning what a loss is going to be to chase the Jews out of the country. And then at the end he says, but one thing I ask of you, on your way out, please stop by my house and take me with you. That's like the punchline. So the Shekhinah says, listen, you know, I have to send you out, but whatever it is, I'm going with you, man. I think that's a very beautiful concept. It's not only the Pshat, of course Hashem is all over, but whatever special presence was in the Beis HaMikdash and had to be denied to us, Afal Pi Kein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I must go together with you because we are inseparable. I cannot allow myself to separate from you. That's the best I could do. I don't know.
What is when Hashem feels pain? Hashem is like.
So this is another. This is another.